Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, and my guest is Rachel Bay, our State House reporter, who's been covering the effort to make Maryland's redistricting a little less partisan. But Rachel, it seems like it's remaining pretty partisan. Tell us what's going on here.
Yes, it definitely has not lost its partisan edge. So the Democrats in the Senate have passed a bill that would set up a nonpartisan redistricting commission to draw fair congressional districts if five other states also set up the same or a similar type of commission. So Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and North Carolina. And if a single one of these states does not participate in a similar sort of process, this bill, after two cycles of new districts being drawn, becomes null and void. So at the end of 2032, if a single one of these five other states have not done this, no more bill.
And this is after they killed Governor Hogan's redistricting commission bill, right?
Yes. So this bill sets up a very similar commission to the one that Governor Hogan has for a couple of years now tried to create with his own legislation. And for a couple of years now, Governor Hogan's legislation has died in committee.
Sounds to me is somewhat like the Democrats trying to out Hogan. And what I'm thinking about here is early in the session, the Democrats came in with a mandatory sick leave bill. Companies had to give people sick leave. And Governor Hogan came back with, oh, you want a sick leave bill? Here's a sick leave bill. It's just not the one you want, leaving the Democrats going, but. And now you've got the Democrats saying, oh, you want redistricting? Here's a redistricting bill, but it's certainly not what the governor wants.
Yeah, I mean, that's the argument that the Republicans are making. So Minority Leader J.B. Jennings in the Senate has said over and over again at this point, if this is a problem, if this is something that we want to fix, we shouldn't be waiting for other states to fix it. And he talked a little bit on the floor yesterday, on Thursday, about the detrimental effects of not having fair districts.
You know, it's not fair to the constituents that live in the district, and it's also not fair to those that represent it. I know in my district, you know, I have the town north of the line, and center from District 42 has everything south. We're constantly dealing with constituent calls that people don't know who's representing them. We go to the same meetings. So it's not fair to the constituents when they have to deal with that.
At the same time, it seems to me that why would either party, you know, Republicans in some states, Democrats in the other, want to take a chance on losing seats in Congress if nobody else anywhere near them is going to do that?
Some Democrats have been blunt and said exactly that. Others have argued that this needs to be a federal effort, that this is something Congress really ought to be taking up. And short of Congress doing it, maybe there ought to be these sorts of regional efforts. So Senator Bill Ferguson, a Democrat who represents part of Baltimore, said this on the floor on Thursday.
The only way we do it and we have a significant transformative impact is if we do it together with our partner states. That is the only way this happens.
All right. And so that bill passed the Senate yesterday, and it's on to the House. Rachel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
With Rachel Bay, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.